Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Tes. As we continue, we are on Ches Amabez. Everybody also, please, if you haven't yet, fill out, try to go to the OU website and fill out the survey that they are trying to have everyone fill out in order to get the information about making the new app and website and helping everyone learn the Daf as well as they could. Okay, Ches Amabez. A couple of lines up from the bottom, as we're discussing in Yanim of Hilchos Shchita. Hilchos Shchita, says the Gemara now. Amar Amemar, four lines up from the bottom. We just spoke about Rav. Rav just gave good advice to a couple of butchers. Rav said we should have separate knives and separate kalim of water in order to rinse. Right, that was just a good idea. So Amar Amemar Meshedir Papa. Lo Lischof Inish, Kafle Ilave Bisra. Also, if somebody has a couple of pieces of meat, one shouldn't turn over and invert one has a piece of meat on the table and another piece of meat on top of that piece of meat. One shouldn't hold it with the fat on the bottom, with the fat dripping down onto the meat that was already cleansed. Why? Because didda'iv tarba ubala bisra. Because the fat will drip down and the basar on the bottom will be bolea, and therefore one has to be careful about that. Ihachi says the Gemara, if you're worried about two pieces of meat, so maybe the same piece of meat. Ki teritzi nami doev tarbo balabistra. Even if it's the same piece of meat, right? Whereas Rashi says, ki teritzi nami kshe munachin aladaf kedarkan hachelav lamala habali kafli gufayu mechelav adavak bohen. Right? One piece of meat, isn't the chelav going to be nivla? So where it says, no, karma mafsik mitatoi. Between, if you have one piece, there's a little membrane that is in between the fat and the meat, and therefore that would separate between the fat and the meat, the flesh itself. So Gemara says, "Ihachi so mi lo inami karma ika." So even on the two separate pieces, when you're holding the fat, there's a membrane on the outside of the fat that would be blocking from it dripping down. Answers the Gemara, "Aidi de mamash b'sha yada de tavcha mifata." Since the butcher's hand is already rubbing it and touching it, so that's going to make it crumble. Rashi says from the lashon of patoto tapitim, right, like the lashon we had from Menachas, right? So it's going to crumble. It's going to not be there, and that's why you have to be worried when you have a separate piece of meat, but not when you have the one piece of meat. Okay, other advice for butchers. The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, now Rav Yehuda Marav says in general, what's the definition of a Talmud Chacham, or at least what should a Talmud Chacham know? So we know that Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa, a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki b'chav dalad svarim. We have to know all of Tanakh. All of Tanakh, that's Rashi's definition of a Talmud Chacham. But Rav Yehuda Marav here says, Talmud Chacham, what should a Talmud Chacham be an expert in? Tzorach she'ilmod gimel dvarim. It's not just about learning, it's about knowing. It's about knowing what to do. That hands-on skills. What kind of hands-on skills? Tzorach she'ilmod gimel dvarim. Three things. Ksav, Shchita umila. Ksav, what is ksav? Rashi says, ksav lichtov sheyada lachtom shmo. You have to know how to sign your name. Il yasha b'din ol edus. Somebody's gonna, you're gonna have to be a judge to sign a ksav, a gemar din. You're gonna have to sign a edus, not really sign edus. Edus, you know, it's usur to give edus b'ksav. But you might have to sign something in Bezdin. So it's a sign, and therefore one has to make sure that they know, as a Gemara in Gittin, that they weren't Bekian in Chasimos because they were busy learning. But the Rav says here, you have to know how to sign. The Rishashir says, who doesn't know how to sign their name? What kind of Chiddush do you need that, oh, you have to know how to sign? But the other ones we'll get to, that takes a little skill. Who doesn't know how to sign their name? So the Rishash here asks on Rashi, V'kasha, delachtom shmo vadei shchiach, tuva, pe'igras. Everybody writes letters. V'chayotze. So he says, V'yish lefarish al derech pirish Rashi, shel yilmod la'amenes yadav lechtov ksiva na'a umiyusheres. Just means to have a nice handwriting, says the Rishash. Doesn't mean dafka to sign your name. Have a nice way of writing. Lichtov ktiva noe umiyusheres. Kasher yitztarech lichtov tshuvis. V'igris shalom v'chayotze. You're going to be writing tshuvis. You're going to be writing other letters. Right? Maybe nowadays doesn't apply because it's just about typing. Right? Not about writing. I think even writing also. Ki le'inyin chasimaso deshchicha yachol asosai deisimana ba'alma. Because just signing, you know, you might be able to just, the Gemara talks elsewhere about, a rabbi used to sign their name with a symbol, a fish, or a circle. So you don't, for signing, you don't even have to know how to have a nice handwriting. If you like the os achas mishmo kita ashkechani quotes the gemara gittin. V'yefshar gamkein lomar de b'ksav yechavin gamkein altaras halashon shehim mitzuraf u'mizukak u'besir yafeh. Right, you have to have a nice handwriting. Yes, that's the, doesn't say this about doctors, but it says that it's about a Talmud Chacham, right? It has to have a nice, one has to have a nice handwriting according to the Rishash. That's how he explains. Number one. Number two, Shechita. To know actually how to do Shechita, not just to give Shiur Minyani Shechita, but he should know about Shechita, be able to answer Shilas about Shechita, Umila, and to be a Moel. To have the actual, abilities to do that, right? In the days of old, when a Rav came to town, he had to do everything. He had to know everything, right? He had to be the Shochet, then he had to be the Moel, and he had to be the Posek, he had to be everything. But here, as the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham has to be a Baki in Ksav, Shechita, Umila. Rav Chananya Bar Shalmia, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Af, Kesher Shel Tfilin, Ubirchas Chasanim, Vitzitzis. Three more. The Kesher Shel Tfilin, to know how to tie the Tfilin knot. And birchas chasanim, right? That's always who knows if to find somebody who knows how to make it looser, make it tighter, right? Many do not know that. So kesher shel tefillin ubirchas chasanim, how to say the birchas chasanim at a wedding, sheva brachas v'tzitzes, and how to tie the tzitzes onto the baguette. So a couple of points. Let's talk about these three kesher shel tefillin. So which kesher shel tefillin are we talking about here? Rashi kesher shel tefillin yesh ba'omnis, right? It takes a skill. Sha'asui kimo os Dallas. Rashi says it's like a Dallas. So what's Rashi talking about? He's talking about the Kesher Shel Rosh in the back of the head. Right? It looks like a Dallas. She nireba shakai. Right? Because we have Shin Dalad Yud, we have Hashem's name on our tefillin. Hashin chakuka bekimte atefer ke'ein shin. We know that shin is on the tefillin Shel Rosh on top. Right, it's pulled out from the when it's soft, when the leather is soft. V'ritzuk tana kfula v'tluya ke'ein yud, and then the yud, which is on our tefillin shell yad at our arm. V'kesher asui ke'ein dalet, and the kesher in the back is ke'ein dalet. So that's the kesher shel tefillin, the skill that it takes to make the kesher shel tefillin. 2 points. Number one, Rashi here clearly says dalas, right, and that is a big discussion we know in the post game. What is it supposed to look like? The knot in the back. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Sarach shatiya iya kesher me'achori arosh l'maala ba'oref. Sarach lechavin hakatzitza shatei be'emsa kadei sheitei nira beinu enayim." Right, it has to be exactly opposite the middle of the back of the head, and it has to be right underneath the knot of the skull. V'gama kesher yeh be'emsa ha'oref. Lo v'lo yita lakan olakan. V'tzarach sheyiya hamakom sheh b'kesher nira kein dalas l'tzad chus. That's to look like a dalas, which has two parts to it, two legs. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Brura here, Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. Kishtei Ritzuos Yotos Bidoch HaKesher Lamata. Osa Yotzi Bitzat Smol. Hamaniach Nebshechaz Arachpa. One going out, one going down. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's all the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Rama V'Wadim B'Kesher Shal Yad Tzorach Lizar Shalo Yisapach. You have to make sure that it doesn't go on backwards. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. This is a discussion in the Achronim, that many have what we call a double dalas, a box, a square. So that's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the poskim, if you look at the Pisgei Tshuvas here, via duo mefursam, shlosha hamisoros bin yasiyas hakesher. There are really three misoros. Two types of mems, mem stuma achim chalav a revach, a closed mem stuma, an open mem stuma, and that looks like a double dalas, and just the dalas that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Ula kolechad quotes the Pisgei Tshuvos. Ula kolechad miyamisoros. Yisodos kedoshim v'kdomim v'arei kodesh od mizman rabosinu arishonim kvir shen esgala lem yisora shem lireyav. V'ein chas v'shalom. He's quoting here from Rav Shlomo Zalman. V'ein chas v'shalom lahotzi laz la'arei v'lahare al shum echad misugi ekshereman eskarim. V'kolechad yivare minag avosav v'rabosav v'lo yishane mimin hagam. That's the language. It quotes on the bottom now from Shlomo Zalman and Alicha Shlomo. Chalila lo tzilaz la fukim me'ozom Hashem alakdim medivere rishonim ha'poskim umadam deyem kirtzonam. Kechomer bi'ara yotzer. Neged kesher misuyam. And there are other poskim that say that as well. Rav Soloveitchik was known as saying that he was against the square. He says you have to switch it to the dalas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But either way, there are many that have that. That's what Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav relating to the shape of the knot in the back. Tosfos on top. Let's just read the next three words of the Gemara. That's what Tosfos is referring to. The Gemara, again, Rav said, Tfilin, Birchas Chasanim, which we didn't get to yet, and Tzitzis. And then V'idach, what about the first version of Rav? Why aren't these on the list? Hani Shchichan. Everybody knows how to do this. Oh, you didn't have to mention that. Right? Halavai, we should all know how to do the Keshuz Tfilin and the others. But Hani Shchichan, they're very common. Good. Tosfos on the top. V'idach hanishchichan, they're coming, mikan medaktek rabbeinu tam, dein sorach l'kshar b'chol yom, tfilin kishem einichan. Right, we know there's a machlis we discussed back in Maseches Menaches between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Whether one has to tie a new knot for the tfilin every single day. Who says ukshartam? Ukshartam lo sayadachab. So does that just mean putting it on and tightening mahadek? That's what we hold. Or is it, no, you actually have to make a new knot every single day. Rabbeinu Tam, we pass on Rabbeinu Tam, that no, it's not a new knot every day. No, it just means tightening. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you see from this Gemara, they don't have to tighten it. Why, every day? Why? Because everybody knows how to make that knot. Everybody knows how to make that knot. Since it says in Menachas, it's to tie it around your head. Because if it's kosher mamish, right, and what does the Gemara say? That every Talmud Chacham knows this. Right, every day you're going to have to go to a Talmud Chacham. Not every Stam Jew knows how to do this. So we say it's a little more common, right? Hani Shchichan. But you have to go to somebody every day to find them to be able to tie your knot for you. It's impossible. Rabbeinu Tam says that's why it must be that you don't need to do that. Right, that is the number one. The Ode, and then he quotes another Raya that it says in Erevin, in the last Perek, also looks like Kesher Shel Tefillin B'Shabbos. You cannot tie a Kesher Shel Tefillin on Shabbos because it's a Kesher Shel Kayama. Kid Aminan, Yishanos, Bechulu, and talks about if you find Tefillin outside, how do you bring it back in? But says Rabbeinu Tam, Achidish Gadol, brings a Raya from there. If you have to untie it and tie it every single day, according to you, Rabbeinu Elio, then it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama anyway. It's not going to be there for 24 hours. And therefore, why would it be a problem to do that on Shabbos? On Shabbos, Kesher Kayama is 24 hours. That's to be there forever. And you'd be able to do it on Shabbos. The fact that the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it means that it must be Kesher Kayama, and it's there for more than just a day. So those are two rayas from Rabbeinu Tam brings. The second raya is a chiddush. You might answer, and this is what the Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva. Who says Kesher Shel Kayama definition for Shabbos is the same as Kesher Kayama definition for Tefillin? You might say they're different definitions. Kesher Shel Kayama, right? The poskim talk about it. The Avnei Nezer discusses this in the Tshuva. You know, let's say somebody has to borrow somebody else's Tefillin. So let's say they're going to, it's too small for the head. They're going to make the Tefillin a little bigger, a little smaller. Then they're going to put it back the way it was. So that Kesher that they just made is not going to last for 24 hours. So we're going to say you're not Yotze with that. Now, Yosef Tefillin with that? No! This is inherently a Kesher Shel Kayama. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, there's the Kavana and there's the objective knot. Right? The difference is, so who says both of those apply outside, right, of Hilchos Shabbos? So outside of Hilchos Shabbos might just be objectively. Forget your Kavana. Is this a knot that is a permanent type of knot that would last and should last for more than 24 hours? It is? So that's it. You don't have to worry about anything else. And therefore, but that right for Rabbeinu Tam is a chiddush to assume that we're going to compare the definitions of Kesher Shel Kayama in Hilchos Shabbos to Kesher Shel Kayama in Hilchos Tefillin. But either way, that's his second raya. The first raya is that it's impossible to assume that we'd have to go to a chacham every single day in order to be able to do the kesher. Either way, this is machlokas Rabbeinu Elio and Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever we mention this, we like to mention the Seder Adoros. Sefer Adoros, right, one of the Achronim for the 1800s, who put out the Sefer, encyclopedic Sefer about all of the people in Tanakh and all the Rishonim and the Achronim up to him. He has an entry for everyone, like a Chidah, like a Shem Agdolim of the Chidah. So he quotes there. He also has little stories, you know, that has to do with the different Rishonim. So he quotes there in the entry for Rabbeinu Tam under Rabbeinu Yaakov, Achiv Shal Rabbi Ashbam. I think Rabbeinu Tam, this is page 207 in mine. Rabbeinu Yaakov Achiv Shal Rabbi Ashbam. I think Rabbeinu Tam Hayachacham Gadol Muflag BiYosher HaHavana Lokam Kamohu Mifalpel Umodala Emes. V'chiber chiburim, sefer hayashar, v'sefer hapsakim, v'hu, v'chulu, and he quotes, V'tosos popul upilpul mal gemara, who Rabbi Natan Shabivim v'tosos tamid. Right? It's the most quoted Baal Tosfos in all of Shas. Ubagos Mordechai de Gittin, Omar Rabbi Natan. Now he quotes some famous shitas of Rabbi Natan. And he quotes Rabbi Natan, Ben Bito Shal Rashi, Hayanimsa B'Yimei Eben Ezra. He was around at the time of Eben Ezra, Machashavti, Shato Sofer, Retzalomer, Rabbi Yaakov, Meir Dumberg. He quotes a couple of other historical facts about Rabbi Natan, but then he quotes at the end. He quotes a story, an apocryphal story. And when he went to get a sefer, the story was that when he went to get a haskama for a sefer from all the gdolim at the time, when he went to Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Brisker says, I can give you, or the Beis Halevi, for different versions, Reb Soloveitchik quoted it from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said, that's fine, I'll give you a haskama, but this page is apikarsis, you have to take it out. You have to take it out, it's apikarsis. So he didn't get to take it out, and maybe he said, it's too late, I'll put a page in front, that on your haskama, I'll put a note. Rav Chaim gave me haskama, but he said this page is apikarsis. Whatever, different versions of the story. But either way, what's the apikarsis? He quotes that the machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Elio, was also a machlokas in Shemayim. Rabbeinu Tam went and asked in Shemayim, you know, what do you have to do? Do you have to tie the knot of tefillin every day or not? And he went to Matatron, and he went, it's a whole discussion. And finally, he found Moshe Rabbeinu. He found Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the halacha? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Elio is right. Rabbi Natan stood on his feet and said, Chas b'shalom, Moshe, ta'isa, ki ha'kesher ein sorah b'chol yom elahiduk, v'lo b'shal roshi, elah b'shal yad, v'chulu, it's whole machlokas, Rabbi Natan and Moshe Rabbeinu. Heishem Moshe, ho'ave amarta kach lecha, da'alecha she ta'ita, ki chovi l'kasher b'chol yom, back and forth. And then he stands up, and how could you argue under Moshe Rabbeinu? That was Reb Chaim's taina. Moshe emes v'sal raso emes. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Could argue on anybody else in history, but you can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. And then at the end, he says Rabbeinu Tam got angry. Shachara apo Rabbeinu Tam v'yamod al raglav v'yikra b'kol gadol v'yomer Moshe Rabbeinu raid v'chein saw gimel pamim v'sheyared Moshe Rabbeinu v'yeshiva v'yomer Rabbeinu Tam ani omer shein likshar keshal tum b'chol yom v'shalot zivita zev v'torah shekibalta miyakadosh baruch hu v'hoda Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav v'yelach lo. Whoa. That's the Seder Adoros. But again, that's the story that Reb Chaim said you can't say. We said it, but we're mentioning that Reb Chaim said that maybe it's heretical. But that's all Kesher Shel Tefillin. Birchas Chasanim. What's Birchas Chasanim? What do we have to know for Birchas Chasanim? Right? What do we have to, have to know them by heart? Could be that if one did a wedding, they had to know the Sheva Brachas by heart. The Halachas. If you look at the Me'iri here says that a Misadar Kiddushin should be able to say the brachas very nicely and beautifully. And should be Noe al Abrius. Tabar Chacham, Avavishahu Yodea, Ikari Advarim. Ve'ein mitachse shalo leshtadol binyonim malachutiyim. Even though the Tabar Chacham is not normally involved in, you know, practical, you know, rabbinics, we might call it. There might be a Rosh Hashiva and a rabbi. Right, even though the Rosh Hashiva might not be involved in all the inyonim malachutiyim, yesh dvarim sheroy lo la'amin yada b'hem. There are certain things that he should know. And he quotes number one, k'siv olios chasimas yadu no'eh. Seems to like combine Rashi and the Rishash. You should be able to sign your name nicely. Right, people should see a nice, neat, shchita mila kesha tfilm v'tzitzis. V'chein roi lo la'hargila atzmol l'birchas chasanim. She yeda nusach shalohem balpeh. Going by heart. V'yargil atzmo bahem, sheyeda la'omran ba'arevut. You should know to say it in a sweet way. Again, b'zman hazeh, where there are benchers, where there's something that you could just have in front of you, every caterer is going to give you the words, right? So maybe it's not as important to know ba'al peh, but this idea to know, to say it in a nice, beautiful way. Shadvarim elu adam ratz bahem latam l'chacham, ukshena yodan habrios merananos acharav. The rabbi doesn't say the brachas nicely, people are going to talk, people are going to say, oh, you can't, you know, it's not nice. Right, it's, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Hidr Mitzvah in making Birchas Chasanim, in the saying of the Brachas. That's what the Me'iri right here, he says that. There's one need a special smicha, one special heter to be a Masada Kiddushin. That's a Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin, and there's a Rashi in Meseches Gittin, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Eben Ezer. Simin Memtes, Shulchan Aruch quotes, Memtes Gimel, Kol She'ena, it's a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, in the first parak, Kol Shemi She'eno Baki, but if Gittin V'Kiddushin, Lo Yehelo Eisek Imahen. If somebody's not an expert in Gittin V'Kiddushin, don't be involved in them. Lo Haros Lahem. Why? Because Shebekal, a little mistake could be a major problem. Shebekal Yacholitos V'Yater Asa'erva V'Gorim Laharbos Mamzerim B'Yisrael. Only experts. Bekiin V'Gittin V'Kiddushin. The Taz here, and this seems to be the Minug. What's the minimum? Everybody does Masadri Kiddushin. But Gittin, okay, then only a few people are Misadri Gittin. Those are Yechidei Skula. That's based on this Taz. The Taz says, Meh, you have to know the basic halachas, but he says, Mashma, he quotes from Rashi, Tibidisinas Kiddushin in Kmeda Kolkach, Tahinu Lasada Kiddushin Tachas Achupa, Kivin Shein Sham Ho Ra'a, Vim Kain, Beged Haya Nami Lanu Lomar, Tkain, Tachalinu Bechadamachta, Avalafia MS says the Taz, Eno Kain, Tibidisinas Kiddushin, Ain Sham, there are Shilohs that come up, but in general, Ein sham harbe pratim ba'oso sidur, vein mitsuyim shinuyim sham, sheshayach b'hem hora'a. Aval basidur gittin, harbe ma'od pratim, v'zeo vade b'chlal hora'a, v'ein litein l'sadir gittin el olamum chelarabim. V'chein ha'minog b'ineinu, shemechadim sidur kiddushin afilu eino lamdin gadol. Right, and even somebody's not such a lamdin, keep him sadir kiddushin, mashayenke b'get. Unlike get, you know, that is very different. Fine, Mashikasati Bagdama, the Pirish Abshat, the Choshin Idea, but give Gittim a Kiddushin. He continues, but anyway, that's the Taz in Memtes Os Aleph in Evan and Ezer that talks about the difference between baby and Misadir get and a Misadir Kiddushin. And tzitzis, finally, the third on the list. One should know how to put the tzitzis onto the beged. That is one of the examples, if you remember, that the Netziv gives for Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah, the Asu Lahem Tzitzis. Make tzitzis. That's the mitzvah, to make tzitzis. If I make tzitzis and don't wear the tzitzis, I don't get any mitzvah. Right? So why dafka the Asu Lahem Tzitzis? That's what the Netziv writes in the end of the Shiltos, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah. There's significance to it, because it is the Hechsher Mitzvah that the Torah itself records, and that's why there are Nafka Minas, says the Netziv, Osig B'Mitzvah, and Mitzvah bo yosvei b'shlucho, and mitzvah bo liat chatach mitzana, zizu aktivim le-mitzvahs, right? Other nafkaminas that are given to Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah, but Asiyas Tzitzis is one of them. We'll come back later if there's more time to talk about Hechsher Mitzvah. Weiter, next statement, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav has many statements relating to Shechita, right? He was the one that Rav said yesterday, the kalim and the knives and the fat. And here the Talmud Chacham has to be a bucky in all these items. So next, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we switch. Rav Yehuda we know is the Talmud of Rav. And then when Rav died, he went over to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So now we're switching Rebbeim. V'yam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Here we go. Kol tabach shein yodei hilcha shechita aso lechem mishechitaso. Any butcher that does not know hilcha shechita, one is not allowed to eat from his shechita. V'eluhein hilcha shechita. What are the hilcha shechita? The five psulim. Shehiya, Durasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Ve'ikur, the five Psulei Shechita. Shehiya, delay, if I delay at all in the Maisa Shechita, that's a Psul. Durasa, if I chop instead of slicing. Durasa, I chop. Chalada, I put the knife underneath. Lachulda is a weasel, it goes underneath. If I put the knife underneath where I'm supposed to shecht instead of going straight from the top. Hagrama, what's Hagrama? Again, Pshat, the questions in the Rishon of what exactly Hagrama is. Let's say one of the Pshatim is that I slid out of the area of the neck that it's supposed to be Shechtan on. Hagrama. The Ikur, again, Machlokas Rishonim, one of the Pshatim is, for now, that the Simanim were detached from the animal before it was Shechtan. So it was already a Trefa. It's already detached, and therefore it was Ne'akar. It was uprooted from its spot before it was even Shechtan. So these are the five Psulei Shechita that if a butcher doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, Asur lechol mishchitaso. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika Mashulon, Kulo Taninu. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? We know these. We know these already from various Mishnayos, as we'll have throughout the Masechta. Lo tzricha, no, the chiddush is sheshachat lefaneinu beiz vegimu pa'amim. Veshachat shafir. What if he doesn't know hilcha shechita, but 2-3 times he shechted properly? So he had good mazel, right? He did it well, but he doesn't really know hilcha shechita. So ma'o detema miti idach shachat shapir hainami shachat shapir. So we might have thought that, hey, he got it good, he did well twice, so maybe we could rely on him for the next ones too, even though we didn't see. Kamash malan, no. Kivan delo gamar zimnin deshoi v'dares v'lo yada. Since he's not learning in this area, maybe he will be shoet, he'll delay, or daras, and you won't be able to see that afterwards. And that's why v'lo yada, and therefore we can't trust him. Good. If you look at the Margolius Ashas here, he quotes that the first mitzvah that we received was Achodesh Zelachem. As we know, the first mitzvah that we received nationally. He quotes this from one of the Rebbes. And he says, maybe included in that, what mitzvah was about? What was the first mitzvah we got after Achodesh Zelachem? Korban Pesach. All the details of Korban Pesach. Shechita. We have to know Shechita. So again, it doesn't say Beferish, the mitzvah of Shechita. In the Torah, it says Kasher Sivisicha, right? That was earlier, but says the here, he quotes here from one of the Rebbes that maybe that's alluded to in even the word Hachodesh Azalachem. Hachodesh is Rashi Tevos. Shehia Derasa Chalada Hagrama Ve'ikur. The Vav is the Ve'ikur. That one's a little tough. Afkiya B'Mesorak Sivkan Hachodesh Chaser. Okay, put it in. But why? That's the Remez is to learn Hilchah Shechita, to be merameis to them Hilchah Shechita before the first mitzvah that they received. And then he quotes that maybe each of these also has a deeper idea, has a deeper idea. That is, Yesh Dvarim, right? We have to be Shecht, we have to Shecht our Yetzer Hara also, right? Shehiyah, we can't delay. If there's any delay, the Yetzer Hara is going to pick up on it. If we are a little slow, if we're not acting like a Zariz, so Shehiyah is a problem. Durasa, right? What does that mean? If we try to do it, bebasachas, chop, right? We don't go back and forth and back and forth. Misha wrote to Zariz biyoser, lasos akoba basachas, right? You have to do it with a proper process and not to do it too quickly. If you just chop, you know, you have to do it slowly, methodically, and not to delay, but not to go too fast. That's drasa. Chalada. Each of these you have to figure out what is chalada. Tzarech lizar, right? If we're too, go underneath and go behind the scenes and not straight and just fight the Yetzer Hara as we normally fight it. Tzarech lizar shalom rak b'seser v'atznei yirei shamayim. It says not just underneath, right? Be in the open, be yirei shamayim. Ki lefamim yomru lo abal davar eich lo tavish azasvach l'stayim b'chassidus b'galui. Right? We're a little embarrassed about it. No. Chalada, that's a psul shchita. Be proud of my avodas Hashem. Hagrama, what's hagrama? Right, can't go out of the right place. Can't go out of the right place when you're shechting. Lo b'kol makomos shavim, b'lo kol makom mukshar hu l'olami karaui. Know exactly where you are. Find the right place and stay there. And finally, ikur. So again, different pshatim of what ikur is. Right, we have to follow the one he says here is the chapir shikur shachah besakin paguma. Some say ikur is you shechting with an improper knife. So we have to use proper plans and proper strategies in order to shech the Yetzer Hara. Ukemochein, right? We have to be lizaher from any pagamim in our process, and we have to work out the other pshat that we gave. Either way, out there at Drush, that's the suggestion. But either way, it says here that even if we saw somebody shecht properly, that is not good enough to trust, right? And that's the Taz even writes, it's not just a chshash, a maybe. It's a probable. It's a pretty, almost much vadai. The Taz writes, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchah Shechita, Simen Tazayin, what happens if there's an Isser, we know, of Osov Es Beno. We'll get to that Vezjam later in the Masechta. Osov Es Beno, you can't shecht a mother and a parent and an offspring. We'll get to all the details. Is it mother? Is it father? Is it son, daughter? Whatever, offspring. So, on the same day. Can't shech two animals, parent and child. The Shulchan Aruch says that's only by shechita. We can't do shechita of Osov Es Beno. But killing, if one animal was killed one day, then there's no problem of shechting the other one. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a chereshot of a katan privately shechted an animal, you're allowed to shech the other one. You're allowed to shech the other one, because it's labanei das, you can assume, and this is a kula, you could assume that they didn't shech properly. Mutter lishchot hasheni achareihem. Lefisha rov maaseyem mekukalim. Because most of the maaseyem mekukal, you could assume that it was not done properly. Says the Taz, not only a chereshot of a katan, but also a gadol who was not an expert in Hilchah Shechita. Somebody not an expert in Hilchah Shechita, you could also assume. He says, nirali duadin begadol, she'eni yodei Hilchah Shechita. Aye, why does the Mishnah say Chereshot of a Katan? That's a Filu Yodim. Even a Chereshot of a Katan that's an expert. No, if they're a Chereshot of a Katan, you don't have to trust them. Kidavar Baruhu, Da'av Gadol, She'en Yodea, who rove Masa Mukul Kalim. I won't say Mukul Kalim. Aye, what about the Gemara in Chulana Daftes? What does it say here? Begadol She'en Yodea, Zimnin, right? What's the language of our Gemara? Zimnin, the Shahi? He says not just a Zimnin. And that's for sure. And he continues, and he says he thinks this is a kula that he said you can rely on. But at the end of the piece, he says, you know what? But nobody else has ever said this and was makel about this. So I don't know if I'm going to say it by myself. Ela kivan de lo husker befeirish beposkin bazeh ein biyadi lahakel hatiros oves beno achashchitas gadol sheini yodea. Ela mikol makom nearly baradim avar v'shachat acharav de'ein kan isra achila. You shouldn't do it, but it's not asur achila if it was done afterwards. That's an important extension of the Taz. This gemara doesn't really just mean zimnin, but it's even karv levadai. Karv levadai that shoy v'daras and he didn't know. V'yomar v'yudam Shmuel. Good. So again, I didn't say both, but that Magalit Sajas alluded, the Machlokas we've shown him about what Iker is. Rashi and Tosfos say Iker means using a Sakun Pagum, Sakun Paguma, while other we've shown him say it means that the Simanim came out of the animal before the slicing, shefting. V'yamar v'yudamar Shmuel, next. Hatalach Zorach Sheyidok v'simanim lach ha-shchita. The butcher has to check the Simanim. Bedikas simanim after shchita. Amar Rav Yosef Avanan Namitanina. We also learned it in later on. Rav Shimon Omer. The Mishnah says, "Imshal k'dei biker." How long is shehia? Enough time to check. So my lav, why do we use that measurement? It must be that you have to check. So my lav k'dei biker simanim. Does that mean k'dei lavaka the simanim? Says the Gemara. Amar Le'abai Alo. There's no raya from that Mishnah. Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan k'dei biker chacham. No, maybe it means enough time to go to a chacham to check the knife. To check the knife, if the knife is okay. Said the Gemara, really? You have to go check the knife? To go ask somebody about the knife all the time? Imkin, it's not the Berachal Shirim. What if he lives far away? What if he lives close? What if he's next to you? There's, how do you use this as a objective measurement? Beaker has to be something that you can do quickly. Or objectively. El kadei beaker tabachacham. No, it can still mean, says the Gemara, doesn't have to mean bidika simanim. Maybe the tabach himself, the butcher himself, is the chacham, and he's gonna check the knife. And therefore, that's the shear, but again, no raya, that's what Reb Shimon is talking about. Lo badak mai, what if the knife was not checked? Rabbi Eliezer, ben atikin es bishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yanei Omar, trefa v'asura b'achila. First day is trefa, meaning you have to assume it was not shechted properly, and it's also to eat. But, you don't assume in worse than now. Trefa, doesn't mean it's actually a trefa. What is actually a trefa? Trefa means you had a good shechita, and there was some other problem with it. So here you don't know that, but the Gemara is just saying that you have to treat it as a trefa, and not the contrast, as we'll see. B'masdisa tana nevela matava b'masa, even worse. Nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without getting a proper shchita. What's the difference between trefa and nevela? Tuma. Nevela is an avatuma. A trefa is just aser b'achila. There's a relationship between the two. Again, not for now, but we'll get back to what we mentioned very often in the past, the relationship between nevela and trefa, Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshatel, about the connection between the two. But either way, machlokas, how do we treat an animal that was shechted, but the knife was not checked afterwards? So, b'maikim, miflagi, bidder avhuna, why would you say, you give it the status of trefa, why would you say you give it the more chomer status of nevela? So, b'maikim, miflagi, bidder avhuna, diyamar avhuna, says the Gemara, Lamdis, Behema Bechaye Becheskas Isser Omedis. An animal, when it's alive, is also to eat. It's Becheskas Isser. So, says the first opinion, that Chazaka continues unless you know it was undone. So, Behema Bechaye Becheskas Isser Omedis, Achi Yivada Lechavamah Nishchata. Until you know for sure how and that it was shechted properly, it stays Usser. And that's why it would be Usser unless you know. Nishchata, but once it shechted, hari becheskas heter, shivad lecha b'manitrefa. But once it shechted, then you say it's becheskas heter, unless you know there was a problem. B'manitrefa. So that's Rav Huna. So mar savar, becheskas iser kaima, v'hashta mesehi. One opinion holds, this becheskas iser, and now it's dead. Right, and therefore, right, you have to be worried that, the iser, might continue. Umar Savar becheskas iser amrinon becheskas tuma lo amrinon. You're right. The cheskas iser continues, but who says that there's no cheskas tuma from beforehand? An animal is not tame when it's alive. An animal cannot become tame when it's alive. Only when it dies. Now there's something new. Tumas nevela. So that's not based on chazaka from beforehand, and therefore the iser can continue, but not the tuma. There's a tshuva of the Rush. The Rush writes in the tshuva in Klal Chaf. He discusses this Gemara, and he quotes, Od yelamdeinu avi moriv rabi. I guess the Rosh's son asked him, Heicha delo badak asimanim achar shchita. Right? Whether it was, I don't know which son this was, the tour or which one. So, if you didn't check the simanim, so the Gemara says it's trefa for a nevela. Ask his son, why do you go after rov? Rov, right? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. And rov, mitzunei shchita mumchenhein. Rov beats Chazaka generally. So why here? Don't we say Amaylo Azlin and Basaruba? Kaimlan Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif. Umotzina Dara Mechazkaso Gabi Sanhedrin Uparaduma. We find Rov is Motzi Midei Chazaka by other contexts. So why here do we say that Chazaka wins? Why does the Isser continue? Avli Lesa Kaman, if the Shochet's not here to ask, Kivan Shalom Reinu Reasa, Lobeshkita, Lobesakin, Sabchinin Arov, Mitsuyin, the Mistama, Badak Siman, Machashkita. He is not here to ask. Right? If he was here, so tell him to check the Siman. If he's not here to ask, so why do you rely? Why do you rely on the Rov? Tshuva, says the Rush. That which you ask, that you have a Rov, Lokasha, Darmina Rov, Mitsuyin, Shochita, Mumchen Hain. You know why? Because checking is part of Hilchah Shechita. Rov mitzuyin is a shechita mumchen hein, and therefore they check properly, and the last part of the shechita is the checking of the simanim. And if you know they didn't check the simanim, then that undermines the rov. That's a reyesa in the rov, because why wouldn't he check? Part of shechita is checking. Hainami mehilcha shechita hi, hilkach. Matzah tarnagol shechuta. If you just find a shechta chicken, so sabchinen arov mitzuyin is a shechita mumchen hein. And you could assume v'yafesh achat v'gam patak ha-simanim v'yadanami ha-halachas. But if he is in front of us and he says he did not check the simanim, or you know for sure that he did not check, hari zemodeh shelo shachat kedino v'lo yatza micheska zeyna zevucha. He's telling us he's not part of the rov mitzuyin etzol shechita mumchen hein, because he didn't follow hilcha shechita. Part of hilcha shechita, says the Rosh, is checking. V'lo matzina b'shum makom d'ka'ama rov ha-shochtin shochtin es rov ha-simanim. So that's the rush that the bedikah is really conceptually part of the process of the shechita. What is the isser that the Gemara is talking about? The Gemara says here that a behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isser omedes. So this is a major machlokas rishonim. What isser is it when the animal is alive? So rov rishonim, the Rashba and the Meiri and the other rishonim say, and the Rush say, cheskas eina zvucha. The animal is not shecht. You're only allowed to eat an animal once it's shechted. Before it's shechted, it has an isra of eina zvucha. It's an isra aseh. There's a mitzvah to shecht, so if I don't shecht, that's an isra aseh. That's what the Rashba says here. Says the Rashba, I'll read it. Says the Rashba, klomar. Becheskas iser sheina zvucha omedes. Derachmana amar vizavachta viachalta. Shlo tochal basar el imke nishchata yafe. Bishnayim oberov shnayim. Uba of beechad oberubo. Viachalo nodalachashi yatsasas mide isura. Bishchita maal yisab bi isura omedes. It's still asur. Hilkach im lobadak simanim asura. That is the Rashba, and that is many other Rishonim. What's the other pshat? What's the other pshat you could say? Rashi. Rashi, third to last skinny line. Aver min hachai. An animal, when it's alive, is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Beinoach. It's aver min hachai. That is what Rashi says. Says the Rashba, first, E.F. Shalafarish. You can't say it's aver min hachai. They all knew Rashi. They can't say that. Why? Because now the animal's dead. So that chazaka, that iser is for sure not around anymore. That doesn't apply. Eina zvucha, so that could still be. There was a chazaka of eina zvucha while the animal was alive, and now if the shechita didn't happen properly, it's still eina zvucha. Rashi, Eivir Menachai, it was Asur, Becheskas Isser, Eivir Menachai, now it's for sure not Eivir Menachai. So how can you say that that's the Isser that continues? So, that's the kasha that they have on Rashi. What's the answer? And the Rashi himself answers. Well, maybe this relates to the sugya that Be'ez Hashem will have later on. Called machzikin me iser le iser. Do we say that if there's a cheskes iser, and now it might be usher for a different reason, is that called a cheskes iser that continues? That's the sugya machzikin me iser le iser. So according to Rashi, that's what you have to say here. If the Gemara says that it's about a cheskes iser that is continuing, so then here it's two different isurim. So Ef Shalomar says the Rashba, Kiva de Meikar Becheskes Isser even a Chayomedes. V'yashav Nami Lo Nizbarer Mishchat Kedogan Ari Muchzekes Meisser LeIsser V'yesh Kayotzeba B'Yevamis. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamis that has a similar another case of Machzikin Meisser LeIsser. That's an important discussion. That's the Shef Shmaitza talks about that in Shmaitza Hey. But this is an important Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean that an animal when it's alive is Becheskes Isser Omedes? Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Avuna, Bahem B'chaye, B'cheskas Yisrael, Medes, Yivad Al-Chav Ben Nishchata, Nishchata B'cheskas Heter, Medes, Yivad Al-Chav Ben Nitrafa, V'leima, Nishchata, Hutra. Why don't we say, once it's shechted, Hutra? Why do we say, B'cheskas Heter, Omedes? Right? Unusual Lasha. We should say, once it's shechted, it's mutter. Sounds like it's only conceptually, it might not apply here, right? What does the second line of Rav Huna say? Once it's shechted, now it's becheskas heter. It should say, it's mutter. So Gemara says, hakamashvalan. No, the chiddush is here. The ava gav d'isyulid be'al reyasa. Even if there's a reyasa, we will still treat it as heter. What kind of reyasa? As follows. Kedabai minei Rebbe Abba me Rav Huna, bazeiv v'natal b'nei ma'ayimahu. What about if a wolf comes and, let's, assuming a Zev is a wolf, but if not, we'll just translate it like that for now. A Zev comes and takes the intestines of the animal. So you can't like check, you know, what the status was of the intestines. Natal halesnu. What do you mean? It's not here. So what do you have to worry about whether the kashrus of the intestines or not? It's not here. So Ela nikev b'nei me'ayimahu. What if an animal made holes in the b'nei me'ayim? So nikev halkachazin etukanek vinu. Again, what's the issue? You see that the holes were made after Shrita. Because this animal picked it up. Ella notlan vehechzirin kshein ikuvim mahu. The animal took it, brought it back, and now you see there are holes in the b'nei me'ayim. So the question is, was this a treifa before shchita or not? Mi chayshinan shema b'makam nekev nikev olo. Maybe the animal that picked it up, maybe dafke, he made holes in the hole, in the b'nei me'ayim, exactly where there were holes from before the shchita, and it's a treifa olo. What do you say? No. That's very hard to assume that that would be the case, and you could assume that the holes came afterwards. That's the case. Amar lein choshes shema b'makam nekev nikev. That's the line of Rav Huna, that it's becheskas heter. You could assume that the holes, these holes were new, and therefore when the animal was shechted, it was kosher, and it was not a trefa from beforehand. Not a trefa from beforehand. So one would think that this is an area of halacha that only applies in Hilcha Shchita, but the answer is there are many areas of chazaka where we use rules from Maseches Chulin and apply it to other areas of halacha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah quotes it. Torah quotes in Siman Tav Lamed Zayin Aruch Chaim. What happens if I rent a house on Erev Pesach? I go into the house on Erev Pesach on the 14th. I don't know if the house was checked for chametz yet or not. What am I allowed to assume? Says the tour, based on the Gemara and Pesachim. If you don't know, if the owner is in the city, ask him. But if not, tolo mahakel. Lomar shebatko umevatel beliba vadayu. You can assume it was checked, right? Cheskas batuk on the 14th of Nisan. Beforehand, not. But on the 14th, cheskas batuk. Ask the Beis Yosef, v'yim tomar. If the what does the tour say? If the mosque is there, you should ask the mosque here, but ask them to Beis Yosef, Yisrael mosque here, come on. I'm Aisha Linale. Why do you have to ask him? There's a chazaka. Cheskas baduk. V'lo samchina na chazaka. Right? Maishna mi behema di isa kamon. V'yafilu haki lo batkinan lo bakulhu trefas. Ela babinu la cheskasa. You don't have to check every animal for every trefa. No, the animal's here, and you still don't say that you have to check. So why, by animals, you don't have to check? And here, if the guy's here, you have to ask him. V'yesh lomar, says the Beis Yosef, the shiny behema, she becheskas ksheira mishenolda. When an animal's born, you can assume it's kosher. It doesn't have trefus. That's what you can assume. About a house, kol hashana becheskas shena badaku. This chametz in the house all year. So what's its natural state? You know the animal was born kosher. That's what you could assume. And therefore, now, that can continue. Amazing. The animal's how old now? How many months? You can assume it's a kosher. And therefore you can rely on the chazaka. But the house, you know, there was chametz in. The Bach is not happy with this. V'lo yadati taimo. Dekiva de samchinan al cheskaso baduk kishenu lofaneinu ikik shiesh lofaneinu nami. I don't understand. Achena ikari, he has a different distinction. To behema shiny. Shecheskas kashrusa memelahi. An animal is kosher memela without doing anything to it. Before it's shechted, Masha ein kein bebayis baduk. It only is kosher if the bialim did a bedika. To eino ella al yedeshi if the kenu abalabayis v'yefsher shai de shum siba shelo badku lachin tzarach l'shaile. Here you know the animal was shechted, right? Here you don't know if the house was baduk or not, and you have to assume that something was done. So therefore, it is not something that you could rely on. Okay. Viter, Esve, says the Tosefta, Ra'at Tzipor HaMenaker B'Te'eno, you see a bird that is pecking at a fig. The Achbar HaMenaker B'Avatichim, at an Achbar that is pecking at an Avatiach. Right, Rashi says, Menaker is Lashon Nekavim. So you see this animal making pecks. So the question is, what did we just say? We're about to ask Akasha. We don't assume that the bites of the Ze'ev were exactly in the same spot. Right, that's what we said. So now we're going to have a totally different area of halacha to ask that about. If you see an animal that's pecking at a fruit, choshinan shema makam nakam nikev. The Brisa says that you have to be choshesh, that maybe the holes that this animal is making, there were previous holes there, holes of a snake, and the snake deposited venom inside the fruit, and therefore you can't eat these fruit. Didn't we just say that you don't have to be choshesh that in the same spot? Answers the Gemara, Amar lei, mikam adamas yisur lasakanta. Sakana shiny. This is not suffic isser, this is suffic poison. Suffic poison is more chamor. And therefore, we would have more stringencies. Right, as the Gemara is going to say on tomorrow's daf. Chamira sakanta meisura. Right, so nice sakana is more dangerous. Amar le rava, maishna suffic sakanta lechumra, suffic isser nami lechumra. I don't understand. Suffic sakana, you're going to be machmirin? So, suffik iser, you should be machmerin, right? Sveg adarais alachumra. So, amalei abaya v'loshani ben yisur la'sakata. Well, you don't have any chilukim. You don't have any chilukim for iser and sakana. V'ha ilu suffik tuma b'rishus harabim sveg atar. V'ilu suffik mayim megulim asurim. You know there are differences. There are rules of suffik tuma, right? We learned that from Sota. Suffik tuma b'rishus harabim, we can be mekel. Even though suffik mayim megulim with the water might have been left over and the snake might have dropped some stuff in there, it's usur. So Amar Lei answers Rava to Abaya, Hasam, oh, really there's no distinction between Sakana and, there shouldn't be a distinction. But Hasam, Hilchas HaGemirila, by Safik Tuma, that's Allah HaMosh Misinai. Misota, Masota Berushus HaYachid, Avtuma Berushus HaYachid. So Machlokas Abaya and Rava here. Interesting, how much to compare or not to compare Sakana and Isura. There is an interesting line in the Chasam Sofer here. Sam Sofer says that by, are you comparing Sakana and Isur? Hachilu kala havin. Bi Isura, by Isura, it says the Sam Sofer, afilu miyizdami lo mamiya treifas. Let's say you rely on Rov. And it happened to be the miyat that you ate. Hashem knows that you ate the miyat and it was a treifa. But you know what? Hashem says it's okay because you relied on the Rov. That's what the Torah says you should do. Ein lo avon. Asher chata, right? Because you acted like Torah's Moshe. You relied on Torah. You relied on the Rov. Umisha hisir ala treifa, who hitilis mochal ruba. The same God that told you you don't need a treifa said rely on the Rov and you don't have to assume it's a treifa. So you didn't do anything wrong. But by sakana, what, if it's the miyut, so then it's not going to help you. Aval masha'enki, but sakana's the fashos. Im yizdami lo mehamiyut, viyistaki, niyefsha lahashav nefesh. Upashut. Says the Chasam Sofer. It makes a lot of sense, the chilek between sakana and iser. Vayter, masav Rav Simi, sheretz b'fi chulda, the Mishnah in Taurus. Sheretz b'fi chulda v'chulda malachaz agabi kikaro shel truma, you have a chulda. Let's say a weasel that's holding a dead sheretz in his mouth. The chulda is walking around, the chulda is not metame anything. Right, it's a live animal. But the sheretz, you're not sure if the sheretz touched anything. So the chulda is walking around on kikara shel truma, suffik nava, suffik lo naga. You don't know if the sheretz touched the cookies. Sveik otar. The suffik is tar. Rashi says, even in Rishus HaYachid. Right, because he's walking around. Vilu suffik mayim begulam asurim. So again, this is even in Rishus HaYachid. So Gemara says, hazam nami yuch sekimir ala. So Rava answers again, no, that's also Allah Moshe Misinai, part of Safik Tuma. Misota, Masota, Davar Sheishbo Da'asli Shal, Afacha Davar Sheishbo Da'asli Shal. The rule of Safik Tuma being Tahar is only by, it's something that you can ask and they can give an answer, meaning a person. But by the Kikaros, you can't ask, and therefore, the halacha is tameh. So again, halacha Moshe Misinai, so don't ask me any kashas from that. Good. Says the Gemara continuing, again, there's a lot. There is, just to mention it, the Rashba here discusses. Rashba here discusses also. When we say there's halacha Moshe Misinai, Savik Tamar, Mishas Arabim, Tahar, Birshus HaYachid, tameh, are both of those parts part of the halacha Moshe Misinai? Or just half? What would we have said? So the Rashba says, he quotes Rabbeinu Aravzal, that maybe that's part of the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. The given is Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. Rishus HaYachid is the Chiddush. That's the Rashba's Lashon. At least that's what he says. This is the machlok between Abaya and Rava. He says, Abaya Sviralei, the Savik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid, the Tame Hilfaz HaGemira La Misota. Migzeres HaKasev. Dimidina Havilan Lamemar Hamid Davar Al Ches Kasev, Ches Kasev Tar. The Savik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim. That's just the din. That you don't learn from Sota. V'kiva chakain gabi iser, bein b'rishus ha'yachan, bein b'rishus ha'rabim, isla l'memra, cheskas l'kasher. So, the regular din is tahar, the chiddush of lachamosh v'zina is tamei. So when you compare it to iser, you should always say kasher. T'chim midaminan isurei l'sota, l'may dekamba adina midaminan la. And not what you learn from the halachamosh v'zina. Rava says back, no. Sabi tumer b'rishus ha'rabim is also part of lachamosh v'zina. Interesting, that's what the Rashba says. That's part of the machlokas here between Abaya and Rava. Let's get to you a little more. Amar Avashi, Tashma, Slochis, Sheinicha Megulo Bo Matza Mechusa. If you found a Slochis, a cup of water that you left open and you found it closed, Temeya. It's Tommy, why Shani Omer? Adam Tommy, Nichol, the Shavakisa. You have to assume a Tommy person came and covered it. Hinicha Mechusa, Ba Matza Megula, the opposite. If it's on the ground that a cholda could get in, O Nachash, Lidiver Begamliel, O Shiyarad Batal Balayla, Psula. In all those cases, Psula. Not Tameh, but at least Psula, because it's not Mayim Chayim. That's the context. We're talking here about Parah. You can't use this for Paraduma. V'yam Reb Shua ben Levi, Matam, Mipnei, Shedarkan, Shal Shratzim Legalos, V'yindarkan Lechasos. Because the Derech HaShratzim is to remove covers and not to put them back on. And therefore, if you found a Megula, then it is a problem. That's all by Tuma Vitara. V'ilu Savig Mayim Megula Masurim. And again, Savig Mayim Megulim, that's Asur. So you see, it's more chamor. So again, back to the original Kasha. Don't ask me Kashas about whether your Choshe is the same spot of the Nekev, because there's a difference between the two. And that's what the Gemara says, Lamaskana, Shmamina, Chamira, Sakanta, Meisura, Shmamina. Right, there's a Chiluk, and that's what the Poskim quote in many contexts, Chamira, Sakanta, Meisura. Right, that's in Yoredei, and Simon Kuf Tezayin, that's the Simon about Sakana, and that's Mayim Megulim, and that's Fish and Meat. And the other things that are quoted in the Gemara, either way, that's in Yoredei Kuf Tezayin. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, I'm not sure about tomorrow. We'll try, but if not, then the next couple of days we'd be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll continue in a couple of days. But we'll see how the day goes.